corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 15th, 2016. We're in hour three of the broadcast. Going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Andy in Texas, Francis in North Carolina coming up. Everybody bear with me. I got one thing I want to share with you. It's really short. Then we'll go to phone calls. Prior to 1655, there were no legal chattel slaves in the colonies. This is your history lesson for tonight. Only indentured servants. So you're going to want to know this. This is interesting. All masters were required to free their servants after their time was up. That's what an indentured servant is versus a slave. 7 years was the limit that an indentured servant could be held. Upon their release, they were granted 50 acres of land. This included any black Africans purchased from slave traders. Blacks were also granted the 50 acres upon their release. This is prior to 1655. Anthony Johnson was a Negro from modern-day Angola. He was brought into the U.S. to work on a tobacco farm in 1619. In 1622, he was almost killed when Indians attacked the farm. 52 out of 57 people on the farm perished. He was married to a female black servant while working on the farm. When Anthony was released, he was legally recognized as free and ran a successful farm. In 1651, he held 250 acres and five black indentured servants. In 1654, it was time for Anthony to release John Kaiser, a black indentured servant. Instead, Anthony told Kaiser he was extending his time. Kaiser left and became employed by the free white man, Robert Parker. Anthony Johnson sued Robert Parker in the Northampton Court in 1654. In 1655, the court ruled that Anthony Johnson could hold John Kaiser indefinitely. The court gave judicial sanctions for blacks to own members of their own race as a chattel slave. Thus, Kaiser became the first permanent slave, and Johnson the very first slave owner. Whites could still not legally hold a black servant as a chattel slave until 1670. In that year, the Colonial Assembly passed legislation permitting free whites, blacks, and Indians the rights to own blacks as slaves. So I just wanted to share that actually, according to historical records, the very first slave owner in America was a black man. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Andy in Texas. Then we got Francis in North Carolina coming up. 1-800-313-9443. Andy, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? I really like the optimism of your last guest. I mean, he really has some good things to say and whatnot. But you know what? The fat lady sang, this country's over with. I mean, we can't just continue to pretend like if we infiltrate the representatives and the Senate and we're going to, time has ran out. The show is over. I mean, we all know what this is coming down to. This is coming down to a revolution. And yeah, we might lose, but we're going to go down fighting. I mean, this is past a joke. I'm a veteran of 8 years. I spent 8 years doing what this government told me to do, and I'm ashamed of a lot of what I had to flip and do. But I'll tell you straight up, I'm not taking any more of it, and I'm tired of being thrown in jail for not showing some ID when they request it, or for not telling them my name when I request it, or when they request it. It's past a damn joke. This is not America. If you just look at those Bill of Rights, you know what America is supposed to be. You know, straight up, right there, that's what America is supposed to be. And there is no resemblance to that Bill of Rights. Absolutely no resemblance to it. So, I mean, to think that, well, you know, just go and do what you're supposed to do, vote and do this and infiltrate your Senate, infiltrate your representatives, that's over with. That's been the excuse for far too many years. I am just far past that point. And I'm sorry I picked your show to just vent this on, but I had to give it up to somebody.
Hey, stay with me, Andy. Stay with me, because, yeah, and you don't owe me any apologies. You're not saying one word that I haven't thought of. Me and my wife talk about daily, because, you know, and this is a fair, you've got a very, very fair argument. I mean, and people have difference of opinion on this, but, you know, I have thought many times when you look at the situation of how defeated we are. And the reason I say that is because I feel like, and I want your opinion here, Andy, but I feel like the majority, by far the majority, and I'm 90% maybe, I don't know what to put the number, they don't even know who the enemy is that we're fighting. They connected the dots. And so, I mean, to give validity to your argument, I would have to say we've got such a large part of the population don't even know who the enemy is. I know someone's going to call and say, well, we only need 3 or 4% of the population to win the fight. But I mean, I go back to we're so divided. So, I mean, I have been in and am in the, this very well may come to armed conflict. And I have pretty much thrown in the towel on vote the bums out, although I have some hope for Trump. But I'm still sitting here being prepared if Trump goes in for him to sell me out and disappoint me like Ron Paul and others have done in the past. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, but you know what? I actually believe that Donald Trump is actually going to do something that he says. I mean, if he does one-fifth of what he says, we're in better shape than we were. But to just throw everything in the pot for Donald Trump, no, he's not going to reverse this. He's an advocate for the police, and the police are one of the biggest problems in this country. I mean, I talked to a young cop the other day in a fast food restaurant where I stay out here, and I asked him, I said, how do you pull somebody over for a broken taillight and justify that? Oh, probable cause. I said, well, where do you get probable cause? Oh, from the Constitution. I said, well, probable cause is mentioned in the Fourth Amendment. Guess what it says after that? Well, that's irrelevant. We got probable cause. No, probable cause comes with a warrant of affirmation. You have to literally go to a judge and get a warrant to pull somebody over and then search their vehicle. And all these people, they just, oh, they searched my vehicle. Even if they got drugs in there, it doesn't matter. They don't have to say yes to this. And these people, the stupidity that's going on in this country, and really I give it up to this Common Core schools. The Common Core schools have really screwed up America. They don't tell you anything about the Constitution. The very little stuff that they do teach you about it is irrelevant to your everyday life. I mean, that should be, the Bill of Rights should be, when you're in grade school, you should get 3 months of just the Bill of Rights. Understanding the Bill of Rights. When you're in high school, you should get, each grade, you should get several hours of the Bill of Rights so that you understand your rights, so that you cannot walk out here and be betrayed by these police officers who are throwing people in jail for no particular reason whatsoever. There's no reason for somebody to be in jail if they didn't hurt anybody or harm anybody's property. And even if that should happen, you still should have a chance to make amends with the person that you hurt or amends to the person's property that you damaged. You should have that outside of the court. It shouldn't immediately go to the court, and the state shouldn't be able to prosecute you above and beyond all of this stuff. It's just ridiculous how easy it is to get thrown in a cage, and there's a ridiculous amount of people in these cages right now, and it just blows my mind that we're calling this the United States of America, and the last poll I heard, we're 15th. In the world for the freest nation.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I think about 18th or 19th in education, and but yet we're yep. Number one. We're number one in incarceration. We've got that
exactly.
One. But you know, people are intimidated by the cops. That's sad. I've had to tell cops several times, no, I don't submit to a search. If you stand your ground, they will back down. But most people won't, and. You know, they point to these general statutes. Sometimes if some cop is quoting you law and you ask him, cite the statute. Cite the statute that is that law. And they can't cite the statute because they're making stuff up that's not even a general statute passed by the legislature. You gotta stand up to them sometimes. And, you know, the other thing is our schools, they teach kids, like Dr. Slattery said last week, they teach the Holocaust and slavery. You know, and that's all they teach about history. You don't know anything about anything else. And it's just really sad. It's really sad. I mean, I say it every week on this show, and I know everybody probably gets tired of it, but we're a society in such rapid decline. I mean, morally, spiritually, economically. I mean, we could just keep going. And people's going to, you know, you got to have had enough. And I mean, I had enough a long time ago. But, you know, we're overrun with illegal aliens and violence. I'm in rural North Carolina. I'm about as rural as it gets. And I mean, there's meth labs and heroin, and it's off the hook. I'll give you the last word, Andy. We're getting stacked up on calls, and I want to give everybody a chance. We've got Francis, Ken, Dan coming up. Go ahead.
Well, all I got to say is the fat lady sang. It's over with. She sang, she took her bow, and she's walking out of the stadium. I mean, it's over with. As far as I'm concerned, it's over with. There's nothing more I can do except for either accept the tyranny or fight back against it. And I have no choice. I'm just like the founding fathers. My favorite is Patrick Henry. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight for this. My kids, if I knew this was going to be the way things were going to be, I would have never brought children into this world. Never. And hey. I was naive enough to not even know that. So there you have it, my friend.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death. All right, let's go to Francis from North Carolina.
Right.
Francis, thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Farron, for another powerful broadcast. What a great guest. Art in Philly is the real deal, and a bag of chips, too. Remember, the truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
That's Frank from North Carolina instead of Francis, maybe. Hey, I love your saying there about the truth is hate to those who hate the truth. That should be a bumper sticker. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, that was a great hour with Art, I tell you what. Glad you guys were able to connect there and get him on Saturday nights. I appreciate you, Art, for staying up late on Saturday night. Yeah, I was thinking in the first hour, you know, what you were talking about with, you know, I saw a clip on TV this week of Michelle Obama out on the campaign trail campaigning for Hillary Clinton, and she's talking about how she just can't believe, you know, she's just in total meltdown over what Donald Trump allegedly said and what, you know, some of the stuff that he said, you know, on some audio clip from 11 years ago, and, you know, and I was really disappointed to hear some of what I heard coming out of someone that sounded like Donald Trump. But, you know, we also have to know that he was probably, manipulated somewhat into saying what he said. I mean, they were probably really pumping him up and kind of steering him, corralling him to say, to kind of like, you know, it was probably kind of a one-upmanship type thing. And also, from what I understand, that audio is not completely intact either. It was doctored, it was edited, it was spliced together to you know, for maximum destructive effect against Donald Trump. But, you know, to hear these hypocrites, I've seen them on television this week on MSNBC, on CNN and whatnot. You know, these people, these you know, cucks, I call them political cucks, cuckolds, you know, they're these guys that have the little sweaters, you know, that are wrapped around their necks, the little Argyle sweaters, and, you know, they gotta have their hair just right, and they got their little penny loafers on or whatever, and, you know, they got their little, you know, shrink wrap pants on now because that's the new style. And but, you know, they're all incensed. They just can't believe that anyone would speak in a derogatory or sexually, you know, suggestive or aggressive tone or whatever. And I mean, I've known people like these people. These are the most, if you ever get around them in private, when you get a little bit of alcohol in them, these queers, these metrosexuals, these feminist women, these are the most disgusting, just vulgar people you would ever want to meet. And like you said, Michelle and Barack Obama, for how many years have had probably literally dozens, if not hundreds, of the most vile black, you know, urban gangsta culture rappers, you know, demeaning women and talking about their hoes and bitch slap, and I got a strong pimp hand, and you know, them running them hoes and stuff. I mean, they celebrate this culture. Barack Obama and his wife and their types of people, they celebrate it. So it is just so disingenuous and so hypocritical to see this mess going on. And Anderson Cooper, I'll leave you with this because I'm really tired, and I know you got a lot of other callers, and it's been a really great show broadcast, but you know, I didn't even know about this, but somebody told me earlier this week, they're like, this Anderson Cooper guy, of course, you and me, we know, you know, Anderson Cooper was an intern, you know, with the CIA, and we know about Operation Mockingbird and how the CIA has their people all over the place in the media since who knows when. The 60s, at least, just under Operation Mockingbird, and I'm sure it goes back way before that, but Anderson Cooper, you know, he comes off as this, you know, straight, narrow, little metrosexual cuck guy, right? He apparently, according to my source, and I don't think my source would have made this up, because my source is not a fan of Miley Cyrus, and she was, this is Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. I think I remember my nieces grew up watching some show she was on. I forget what it was called, but it was like the Miley Cyrus show or whatever it was, and now she's transformed over the past, you know, I don't know, 5-10 years into this like total demonically possessed slut whore, you know, for the Jew world order. And apparently, according to my source, who's close to me and somewhat of a newbie to all this information, but I'll just leave you with this. She's up on stage with Anderson Cooper performing simulated sex acts on one of her concerts, and he's cursing the audience as she's, you know, doing him up his rear, Miley Cyrus, with something. And he's screaming profanities at the audience, like, F you, yeah, do me, Miley. And he's performing fellatio on her, some type of, you know, prophylactic or something, up on stage and everything. These people are the biggest bunch of fakes and frauds. And I'm going to tell you something. These people are just disgusting.
Oh, yeah, you Miley Cyrus. It was Hannah Montana is what she that used to be everywhere. All little girls had all the, it was everywhere in the stores. Hannah Montana was a bit, so I didn't know it at the time, but they were, I guess, grooming her for her to be this, the epitome of vulgarity, which is what she's become. She's the one that gets the credit for coming up for that twerking, which, thank God, I believe that's past, maybe, but yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on. And the video that you're talking about, or the interview with Michelle Obama, I mean, she pauses, she gives that sincere look. She's just, you know, she acts like she's just saw a kitten run over by a truck or something. It was just the most horrible thing ever for Donald Trump to say these comments. I mean, it just, it's so disingenuous. Not, hopefully everybody is just sick of these,
you know, and Michelle Obama, you know, at Christmas parties in the White House in front of children is up there twerking herself and engaging, yep, in simulated sex acts, and she's just, oh my gosh, she's just so incensed. And I'm going to tell you something, with the Miley Cyrus thing, Hannah Montana, that was the Jews that were pushing her and grooming her for all that. That was Jews that did that. Not all the Jews, not some Jews, the Jews. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. We're coming up on a break. We're coming back. We got Kent in Fort Worth, Dan in Washington, Alice, Alex in Texas, Mark in Philly. Everybody stay with me. I'll get you on back in moments.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls 1-800-313-9443. Drudge Report reporting that vandals spray painted over 20 cars at a Trump event in Maine this afternoon. Unbelievable. All right, Ken in Fort Worth, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
I was reading an article by Anonymous, and he says he would go to Diego Garcia periodically. And he said when he was there, they closed out an access road, and they were parking aircraft on it. And he said he saw about 12 tankers, refueling tankers. And he said he'd never seen so many aircraft down there, and they were building places for Navy to stay. What are they doing down there? So you can't go down there to look around. But he did. He said he was an electronics guy down there, go down periodically to do some work. And he just related what he saw. It sounds like it's legitimate.
And where was that at, Ken? I'm sorry?
Diego Garcia. Google it on YouTube and see what you can find.
Okay.
You remember the plane that went down in the ocean from that country over there, and he couldn't find it.
Malaysian Air Force.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, there were four Chinamen going back to China, and they just come up with a patent to negate our radar, and their patent came through a couple days after that plane disappeared. I got a funny feeling the United States took a couple pilots on that plane and landed at Diego Garcia. And there was a guy by the name of Philip Wood who was on that plane, and he had a cell phone. And I think he pulled it out of his pants and stuck it between his crotch, and he turned it on, and he called his brother. And they know where the cell phone came from. They got, you know, there's identifiers on his phone and where it's at. And that's, I think that landed. I think they tried to get those Chinamen off that aircraft. They're afraid of them going back to China and telling them how they can negate our radar. The United States wouldn't put up with that. Don't look like it.
That's interesting, Ken. That's, you know, I'm not well versed in that one. I have to do a little homework, but that's interesting.
Do so. Hey, just put on Diego Garcia on YouTube and look at all of them. It's a little skinny island with a big long runway and a place to park ships to unload and load whatever, but it's not big.
Okay.
You can see it for yourself by YouTubing it.
Okay, will do. Fair enough. Anything else you'd like to add? Ken Gunn, we'll go to Dan in Washington. Thanks for the phone call, Ken. We're going to go to Dan in Washington. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you? I'm enjoying the show tonight. It was a great guest. I just had a comment. I drive down to L.A. all the time from Washington, and in California, all the way from Sacramento down to L.A., they have these billboards all over, and I'd like to, I don't know if you're on Twitter, I got to take a picture of them and send it out to, like, David Duke and you and Incendiary Radio, but it says vote. It's got a Hispanic, you know, like, raised fist, and it's got a tattoo of, like, the Mother Teresa or whatever they, Mary, I guess, but it's like a raised fist, and it says vote, but, the E at the end of vote is scratched out and says vota. So it's just interesting to me that the ethnic pride and domination of Mexicans of California is pretty much complete, you know. It's kind of hard to describe on the phone, but it says vota with a fist, you know, so they're obviously telling all the Mexicans to vote, you know, like Mexican power kind of thing.
When you make the trip, what does the demographics look like when you make that trek from Washington to Los Angeles?
It's pretty much white. If you're going down I-5, it's pretty much white until you hit Sacramento. You know, if you go inland over the mountains, like places like, eastern Washington, eastern Oregon are having a huge growing Mexican population. Places like Pasco, Washington, you know, are pretty much going to be Mexican majority pretty quick. But once you hit Sacramento and you're going south, it's pretty much all, it's like at least 60% Mexicans until you start hitting the L.A. area, and then it's pretty much like you're in Mexico. And
will Trump carry Washington?
You talk about cucks. I mean, that's cuck central. I was telling my friend it's possible because it's still like 80% white. And he's got a lot of support in Washington. So I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did, actually. Because he's a populist, you know, and people, even the cucks up there, they're part of the unions and stuff. I think we'll go for him, but I guess we'll see. Since the
1970s, I think we're at break. Hold on for me, Dan. We'll be right back.
My Juices Flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We're back on the alternative media, taking your phone calls. Dan, the break kind of broke your thought. I wanted to give you the last word, and then we'll get to Alex and Mark patiently holding. Anything else you'd like to add?
In the future, I just feel like there's probably more Mexicans in this L.A. area than pretty much the whole western United States, except for Texas, like west of the Mississippi. So I think if whites become a minority in Portland and Seattle, there's pretty much nothing. The whole west of the Mississippi is pretty much could be easily gone, you know, if it came to, like, balkanization of the country or something really quickly. So kind of a different topic, but I could see it happening if there was a financial collapse and then, say, you know, China kind of started influencing the Mexicans in L.A. to spread out. And so I could actually see the west coast of the U.S. being lost pretty quick, really. That's my happy thought for the day.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. We're going to go to Alex in Texas. Alex, how you doing tonight, sir?
In Texas. Actually, Baron, it's Alan in Texas here.
Oh, Alan, okay, I got that wrote down wrong. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alan. How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question. I mean, I heard you listen to our show. You know, I'm on Steve's show with him, and you know, in the morning there. And you know, so you kind of know my views. And, you know, I've researched. I know the Jews. I know what's in power at this point in time. But let me ask you a question. If I was able to come out to your house and brought a little box out there with a button on it, and said, "Okay, if we push this button here, anyone who genetically is a Jew, anyone who's ever stepped a foot in a synagogue, been to the Wailing Wall, professed to be a Judeo-Christian, anything that had anything related to do with Jews, if we push that button and every one of them dropped dead on this whole planet, how many minutes do you think it would be before someone who professes to be a Christian, a Protestant, or a Catholic, or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or something, how many minutes do you think it would take for some evil bastard to fill that power vacuum and the same crap would be happening by someone who's not a Jew?"
Well, I, for one, wouldn't push that button because I do know some Jews that I don't think are, you know, evil or up, you know.
I'm not professing violence here. I'm just saying, you know, that because I see in my community here, you know, I'm not surrounded by, there's, as far as I know, I don't know there of a Jew in, you know, in my city, in my county even. I'm sure there might be some here, but I see the evil being done here by people who profess to be Catholics or Protestants. You know, it's healthy to understand at this go around on this ball, you know, who's in charge right now, who's got the money, who's got the influence. But it's being carried out at our level by people who aren't Jews, as far as I can see. Am I wrong?
Well, I'll tell you the part where I maybe would disagree with you, or maybe we would interject something different, and that is from my study. This is me speaking. It is inherent in their DNA. It's different than it is in other races. It is biological, and the reason they've been thrown out of well over 100 different countries is because they go in and they start this same nation wrecking. History has proven that to us. They go in and they start this same nation wrecking. That is even though, you know, the white race has done some very bad things. You know, all races, you know, a lot of races has took part in slavery and all these, but the method in which the Jews tend to do this, which is promoting massive integration, multiculturalism, diversity, the banking system, which, you know, is the main stranglehold, then the media control. I'll tell you what is a very good window into really understanding this, and it's something that you never, ever, 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 ever see in the movies, is if you get into really understanding what the problems was in Germany that led to the wanting to expel the Jews, which Hitler passed the Transfer Act. If you look at what the Jews were doing in Germany that caused the problems, is exactly what they done in all the other nations and what they're successfully doing here. So I do feel like they are different. They are different than the other races. They stick together and they work and they're very patient. And where the white race is, you know, we're very altruistic. And so that's the only thing I could interject. But as far as with someone,
I understand all that too, Farron. I mean, I've studied, you know, a lot of history, and I've studied a lot more of the true history, or what's more of the true history, you know, since I've snapped out of my stupor. You know, and I understand, like, you know, like I said, this go-around, I understand that. But, you know, if all we talk about is if all the problems, if everything's a Jew, you know, if your dog dies, it's because of a Jew. And but, you know, it's like I said, you know, if someone's going to come kick me off my ranch out here, this property that was deeded free and clear to my great-great-grandfather by Sam Houston, you know, way in 1846, you know, it's not going to be a Jew. It's going to be one of the local boys, supposedly the good old boys, you know, that's just following orders. Now, whether that ultimately comes from a Jew, yeah, but the enforcement of it at my level, you know, Donald Trump, yeah, he might be directly, you know, connected with the Jews. They might actually, you know, be able to control what he does because he works in those high finance, you know, billions of dollars areas. But at my level, what I see are just what I call one-up and backstabbing brown-nosed and rat bastards. It's just it's a mindset of that they've instilled in everyone. And whether the Jews instilled it or not, it's still there. I mean, that's what I see. You know, I know the Rothschilds, I know the Bronfens, I know the Warburgs. I mean, I've studied all of it. I've, you know, like I said, I've read the protocols several times. I've read them in depth. I understand what they're doing and how they're doing it. And you know, once you understand that, it becomes so obvious you can see it in everything. But it is frustrating to, you know, to hear people just, and that's where, I think that's where a lot of people get turned off, because they hear everyone saying, you know, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, when they don't see that. They see when they get stopped by a cop, you know, on the side of the road, you know, the guy walking up with a gun on his hip is more than likely not a Jew. It's one of the boys, you know, one of the local boys. And, you know, whether he's going to throw you in jail, beat the hell out of you, or kill you, you know, it's not a Jew that's directly affecting them. And I think that's where a lot of this disconnect comes.
Yeah, and, I mean, Hillary Clinton would be a perfect example of that. I mean, look at the George
W. I have been close to Hillary. I got about 10 feet from her one time. Like I said, I grew up in Arkansas, so I know their whole history. You know, I know people who went to school with them, you know, all that, you know, and just being about 10 feet from her, I felt like I wanted to go home and jump in the shower and scrub my skin off. You know, it was just a greasy, nasty feeling even being close to her.
Let me ask you this. This would be kind of twisting that question around from another point of view, but let's say this country didn't have the Jewish influence. The Jews didn't own the banks, and the Jews didn't own the media. There just wasn't. They just didn't. They wasn't here or whatever. Well, how much less problems do you think we would have in this country? Would it be a better place? Would we maybe not have so much racial division? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, fair and aware, I look at it, manipulating bastards or manipulating bastards, it might be a slightly different process that we're going through. It might be occurring in a slightly different fashion. But I've got a feeling that if good, decent people do not stay vigilant, if they let themselves get lulled into these, into looking at the rectangles instead of paying attention to what's going on around them, in any society, no matter if there's not a Jew left on the, you know, in this country or on this planet, you know, it would still, the bad people do stuff behind the scenes, behind your back. They don't come out and tell you what they're doing. Oh, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna screw my mother. You know, I don't care. You know, I want her money, and so I can have a little more power and influence. We all know that there are those people out there, and it's just got to be the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. You've got to stay aware of what's going on around you, because these people will wheedle their way into the positions of power, no matter what they call themselves.
I think that's fair enough. I think it's an interesting question and interesting point of view. So I appreciate anything else.
I'll let three other callers get on.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mark in Philly, patiently holding, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in on this, Mark, how you doing tonight?
Hello, Farron. Fantastic show. Thank you for having Art on again. And I encourage people, if they have not gone to his site, noplaceforcorruption.com, to go there, open up the PDF, and start reading it. I've read the whole thing, and I actually haven't read the whole thing, because he's probably added more pages since I last read it a few months back. It's incredible. There's detail there. If you want the detail, you can scan it. There's local information about how the group that he talks about, and then there's the micro information. There's the macro, the big picture. It's incredible. He's one of the greatest researchers out there, I'm telling you. So thank you for having him on. And isn't it what he had to say about the missile setup, that it you know oh, oops. We could accidentally have a nuclear war. Now, let's get a clue from that, from your last caller. These people are evil, diabolical geniuses. Okay, they have some wit about them. They're pretty sharp, but they're evil and they're diabolical. Okay, and. Now, I never grew up around any of them because I'm from southern Missouri. I never had any cross paths with any of them. But I did learn in church that they were the chosen people. But I've since learned that whole idea was put into the Bible because the Scofield Bible, which came about in the 1880s, I believe, and that influenced most churches in these United States, most Christian churches, that was their reference Bible, the Scofield Bible. So... So anyway, but as you go down this rabbit hole and you really connect the dots, okay, let's touch on Texas. Go to Texas, my friend there in Texas who's from Arkansas, from what he says. Go to down there in San Antonio. where they have that. What is that? What is that there, Farron? Oh, yeah, 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 the Alamo. Well, that's been declared a United Nations Heritage Site. Okay, 4,400 acres, that would be approximately 7 square miles. Okay, now who created the United Nations? That would have been Rockefeller. Rockefeller is a, that's right, folks, a Jew. Okay, so if you want to know who's opening up the borders, it's the Jews. Okay, because now they're pretty sharp. They got into key positions of power and influence in our nation, in our government, and in corporate world. Okay, they flip a lot of switches, a lot of very important switches, and our higher institutions of learning, Harvard, Yale, the rest, right? So now, but let's go to the deep. Who owns the Federal Reserve? Well, the Federal Reserve was created by Rockefeller, right? And his little groupies, right? Okay, so they took over what? Ownership of our money. We don't own our money. We possess our money, but they still own it. Okay? So when you have the money machine and you own and control that money, the amount of it, the value of it, the disbursement of it, you can do about anything you want, good or bad. Now, these evil, diabolical geniuses want to do bad. I mean, to the point of where they will destroy their own selves. We have what they call the Samson option, which is if things don't go their way, they'll just fire off a bunch of nuclear weapons. Is that right? So now I'd say that there are operatives that there are puppets that do their bidding, who are, you know, they're sucking on the tit of the Jews, because the Jews have what? They have the money. So, man, I'm telling you, just in the last year, there's so many dots been connected for me that now everywhere I'm looking, I'm like going, I don't want to believe it. I do not want to believe it, but I have to face the facts. But you have to look beyond the appearance of things, because the other part of these diabolical geniuses, these evil diabolical geniuses, is that the modus operandi is to operate by stealth. They will operate by stealth through third parties, through actors, through shock troops, or, you know, through the different other races, right? But while they sit over there just innocently going, well, we had nothing to do with it. It was the bad guys, you know, like the Nazis. See, IG Farben was controlled by the Jews, by the Zionists. Okay, IG Farben was the corporation behind the Nazis, supposedly, benefiting. Go ahead.
Let me give. I hate to do this, but I've got a lot of calls. Some of these people have been holding on for a long time. I want to give you the last word, and then we'll try to get everybody on that's been on hold. And great call. I appreciate what you're saying. I don't in any way mean to cut you short. Just want to be fair.
Okay. Well. I leave it at this: that you got to look beyond the surface. You got to look. You got to dig deeper and connect the dots, because the key to it to me is who owns the monetary system of the planet Earth, on the planet Earth, the central banking system, and it's the Jews. Okay, so they can do whatever they want because they have unlimited power through this artificial money that they created and that they own and control. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to be able to skip the last break. We're going to go to Jared in Louisiana. Jared, you got just a couple of minutes. I'm sorry not to give you any more time than that. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I had a couple of questions. I was doing some reading this week, interestingly enough, on 1066 in the Battle of Hastings. And I read that when William Conqueror went into England, it had a big adverse effect on the modern English we speak. But also I read in a book that I was going to buy on Amazon, the Synagogue of Satan, it says that the Jews went with William in 1066 and brought their usury to England. But what were the Jews doing in France in 1066? And were those Khazarian Jews, or what kind of Jews were they?
Oh, well, you know, I don't profess to be that knowledgeable about history. I can't say. I mean, I could probably find out, but I can't say. You would need... David Duke or someone like that, maybe, to address that question. I mean, you know, I just can't say. I'm sorry. I can't answer that for you, Jared.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. But, you know, it's interesting to look into how they have been evicted throughout history, through these different countries. I mean, there's something to be said right there. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I just wanted to respond to something a caller had said. I know I'm kind of well-known as far as callers go in the alternative media. We're calling in and kind of stirring it up about the Jews. One of the reasons I do that, it's just one reason, is because nobody else will do it. That's why I do it, okay? Nobody else has the guts, the nerve, the fortitude, or the confidence to do it. I mean, I'll do it. I'll call in. I mean, I've called in before and gone, you know, 15, 20 minutes at Alex Jones before over the years, more than once. And even gotten Alex Jones to admit, you can go on the internet, you can look this up. It's on different websites, it's probably on YouTube. Even Alex Jones admits something to the effect of, you know, after we debated, and he tried to switch me over to his side, it's not the Jews, he finally stated something to the effect, this is almost a direct quote. Well, I will say this, the Jewish mafia is at the heart of the New World Order, unquote. Okay, and that's Alex Jones, the great defender. He's the tip of the spear of all truth, right? All patriotism, American patriotism, the truth, all of that stuff. The reason I talk about the Jews is because no one else will. You can go listen to Rush Limbaugh. You can go listen to Glenn Beck. You can go listen to dozens and dozens of different people in the mainstream media who will talk about everything that's going on. They'll never talk about who is behind it. You can go listen to Alex Jones. Alex Jones, you can go, and I guarantee you, just randomly turn on Alex Jones any day of the week, and 9 times out of 10, no matter what part of his show you turn on, within 30 seconds, you'll hear Nazi or Hitler. It's always Nazi Hitler. Now, what he's doing by doing that, he's either deflecting and trying to give himself some cover because the Jews are after him for getting out too much information, if you want to give him that much credit. Personally, I think that what he's doing is he's evoking, because when people think of Nazis, okay, and Hitler, what these Jews and Jewish puppets are really trying to do is evoke the idea of a group of white people, supremacists, as they would call them, who are looking out for their own interests and their own survival. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, white people who are evil because they actually believe that they have a right to survive and that their children have a right to survive. That's what they're really evoking. You can go all day long and find people in the alternative media that will talk about all of this stuff all day long. They'll talk about the Catholics. They'll talk about the sellouts. All day long, but they will not talk about the Jews. That's why I do it. And the thing is, it's not either or. You can, in a country, in a nation of hundreds of millions of people, you can always find the easily dumbed down, the easily manipulated people who will do the bidding of their Jewish masters, even though they don't even know who is manipulating them or anything. You look at law enforcement and how entrenched the ADL and all these Jewish groups, and even in Israel. I mean, I knew a guy who was he was hired by the Department of Homeland Security into a mid-level to high-level executive position. The first thing they did was send him to Israel. He's going to Israel for 2 weeks for his indoctrination process. This is all Jewish. Look at Michael Chertoff, a Russian Jew, was made the director of the Department of Homeland Security. Look at his last name. Go look at a Russian translation of Chertoff. Chert means devil in Russian. Off means of or son of. Son of the devil. They're laughing at us. The Jews are behind all of this. They own the Catholic Church. They own the evangelicals, the Pastor Hagees, all these evangelical Christians. They know who their masters are, and they know if they don't do their bidding, they're over with, and they'll find another punk, another sucker, another sellout to do it. So that's why I talk about the Jews, because nobody else will do it.
Let me mention this, Frank, while we've got just a couple of minutes. There is no one in jail that I know of right now for denying anything that the white race or the black race or anyone else has done. But this past week, Ursula Haferback-Wetzel, 87 years old. She was sentenced to 11 months in prison without parole in Germany this week. For her statement was, the Holocaust is the biggest, most sustainable lie in history. She's being tried in three different courts. This was just this week. She's already been sentenced 11 months earlier. We're talking about Arthur Topham, Ernest Zundel, David Irving. Right now, Jonathan Bonehill, 3.5 years in prison for memes on Facebook about Jews. So you've got this. It's the only subject that I know of in the world that you can be imprisoned in Canada, Germany, France, Great Britain, and probably some other countries, just for questioning, not any, you know, just questioning history. And so, I mean, that right there has to shed some light on, you know, who is at the root of the problem. Because there's no race in that has all of these different, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Anti-Defamation, all these different organizations, and come out so strong. So yeah, you know, we do talk about it. We're one of the few shows, really, probably, even on this network, that does as much as we do. But it's an undeniable vast amount of the problem in which we find ourselves. I mean, it's just undeniable. This is at the core. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Jews attacked us on 9/11. That was a Jewish operation. Even the director of studies, Alan Sobrowski, he's a former Marine, a Vietnam veteran, Marine Corps officer. He said that it is a 100% certainty that the 9/11 attacks was a Mossad operation. That's Dr. Alan Sobrowski, one of Alex Jones' most esteemed guests, the character, Dr. Steve Pachinik, the character that Jack Ryan of the Tom Clancy novels is based on. He said it is a one. He said that Jews did 9/11. Jews inside the government and in the U.S. government, dual Israeli citizens, Israel. He said that was a Jewish operation. They attacked us on 9/11. I get sick and tired of these punks that want to call in and defend the Jews all the time. I really do. I'm sick of it. And they want to blame everybody else, but they never mention the Jews. People like Renee in North Carolina. I have heard her call in to 300 shows over the past 2 or 3 years. I have never once heard her. I heard her say one time she didn't like Netanyahu. You know, I mean, well, what is that supposed to mean? She doesn't like Netanyahu, but she wants to place the blame on all these stupid morons, these gullible people that have been manipulated by television, movies, and their school, their teachers and whatnot, their educational criteria since they were, 6 years old. And by their churches, too. I mean, the churches teach us that God, that you can't criticize the Jews. Oh, my God. And I know people that are pretty smart that agree with most of what I say. If I just bring up anything about Jews, they automatically shut up. They would turn me over to the police.
If it came down to it.
We're out of time. Thanks so much, Frank. We're out of time. Thanks to all of the callers. We had a really great a bunch of calls and information and debate tonight. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're